Cher, I've always loathed Trump, cowardice will kill US. By Warner Todd Houston on April 2, 2020. Leftist pop star Cher unleashed an all-caps tirade against President Donald Trump on Thursday, rattling off several discredited claims over his response to the coronavirus crisis. I've always loathed Trump for of his unending character flaws, but now his cowardice will kill US. DRS will die because dismantled agency formed to protect US from pandemics. Won't give American PPE, he let America sell MedEquip to the world. He knew and still did nothing. FLA is getting MedEquip, Cher screeched. Much of what Cher is claiming to her 3.7 million followers has already been debunked and proven false. The left has been claiming that Trump dismantled the White House pandemic unit and got rid of the whole team, leaving the U.S. vulnerable to the coronavirus crisis. This claim, though, is mostly false. As it happens, the man who headed the pandemic office, Rear Admiral Timothy Zimmer, left the National Security Council after John Bolton was appointed the National Security Advisor. Bolton then eliminated the pandemic unit. However, the administration did not fire all the experts that ran the unit. Even Dr. Fauci said that the move was not necessarily a mistake and that the experts the White House needed for the crisis were still in place. Next, Cher's accusation that Trump did nothing about stocking medical equipment is also false. In fact, experts have been warning the federal government of a lack of preparedness for a pandemic for more than 20 years. Officials had warned both George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations that there was a serious need for ventilators and other medical supplies in case the nation faced a medical emergency, the likes of which we are seeing with the coronavirus outbreak. A recent report revealed that several federal agencies issued at least 10 reports on the matter during the Bush, 7, and Obama, 3, years. The reports cautioned about the risks of a prospective lack of supplies amid an outbreak. Cher singled out Trump, but failed to mention the warnings that were ignored by Bush or Obama. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.